Proclamation number 8758, dated the February 20th, 1964. Who has the right to teach? Extensive knowledge can be conveyed to you humans indirectly, yet you will only be able to comprehend this information according to your degree of love, for to be able to comprehend what you receive, your spirit must be awakened. This requires a life of love, in which you will be more or less lovingly active and appropriately receptive, thus learn to understand the knowledge accordingly. This is why spiritual knowledge can never be academically conveyed to people, but the degree of realization depends on each individual person's willingness to love, for the ability to love is inherent in everyone. If spiritual knowledge is therefore directly imparted to a person, he will have reached the required degree which enables him to understand what he receives, for this is the prerequisite so that he can work as a teacher, for which I educate in myself through my direct word. For this reason you humans can accept his explanations without hesitation, for as my vessel, as a recipient of the divine ray of light and love, he also has to be illuminated by this ray himself. No error can establish itself in such a vessel, as it will be revealed and rejected by a person who just wants to serve by passing on the truth from me. Bear in mind that I always choose a vessel for the reception of the spiritual flow myself, because I know who is capable of receiving the pure truth and defending it. And his intellect will certainly be able to recognize what is harmful to the pure truth and what he can advocate as a human being. His task is and will remain to be a link between me and those people who live their earthly lives without knowledge and yet would like to know the truth. Mind you, only people who sincerely desire it can be guided into truth. But not all can receive the truth from me directly, for I make demands on the direct recipient of my word which not everyone fulfills. If, however, a person desires the truth, then it will be imparted to him by a mediator to whom I can convey it directly. The latter will always be able to give the right explanation, since he, as soon as he works for me and my kingdom, will at all times be taught by the spirit within him which is in constant contact with me, even if he debates or teaches us, just a human being, subjects concerning spiritual knowledge. For it would result in terrible confusion if he did not have this assurance that I protect him from error, because as a human being he would otherwise be defeated in debates with those who possess sharp reasoning power and a great oratorical gift, but who support adverse opinions. A person whom I can instruct directly through the Spirit is sanctioned as my servant and representative on earth and need not fear any argument, for his thinking will be guided by me if he defends me and my word against his fellow human beings. This could not be otherwise either, for in a vessel chosen by me there is no more room for error. Hence he will resist accepting it from his fellow human beings. Instead he will try to prove to them the error of their thinking, and truly, he has such extensive knowledge at his disposal that he will always emerge victorious from every such debate, always providing people genuinely want to know the truth. This is why the direct transmission of my word is a slow process of education for my servant. I guide him into knowledge which he will understand, because it is offered to him in infinite wisdom and keeps deepening the extent of his realization, so that through the reception of my word he gradually gains most profound knowledge and thereby develops into a teacher who is well suited to guide his fellow human beings into truth again. And, again, only those who desire truth themselves and endeavor to live a life of love will understand this knowledge, whilst unloving people will reject everything and solely rely on their intellect, which, however, is not eligible for spiritual knowledge. If only you humans would believe that I would like to speak to all of you myself, and indeed do so when you listen to my servants who bring you my word conveyed to Earth directly. Then you would accept it without qualms and yet gain much, even if your way of life still leaves a lot to be desired. But time and again you would hear about the strength of love and also feel it when you do works of love. And then your understanding of spiritual knowledge would grow. It would make you very joyful and in due course become the purpose of your life. And then I would be able to speak to you myself because you would consciously open your heart to me and invite me in. Then I could take communion with you and you with me. I could offer you the bread of life directly and give to your soul food and drink, and you would be fulfilling the purpose of your life on earth. Amen.